time for us to get into our fitness conversation, as we always do first thing on a Saturday morning. And we're trying to find out, is it better to work out in the morning or at night? Apparently, the best time of the day to exercise is said to depend on your gender and whether you want to burn fat or get stronger. And also, I guess, it depends on whether you sleep or not. We're joined on the line by head biokineticist at Discovery Vitality, Mary Leach. And maybe you have a question. We take your calls on 011-883-0702. Marie, a very good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Vivian. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. So is it better to work out in the morning or at night? Or is part of the answer, it depends?
No, so I think there are a lot of factors. I think when it comes to exercise, we all know it's beneficial for us on the health aspect, but it's more important for you to be consistent with your exercise.
Mary, and sorry, we're struggling to hear you a little bit. Could I ask you to speak directly into your mic?
No. Can you hear me better now?
That's excellent. Yes. So you were just answering the question?
Yes. So it's more important that you are focusing on exercising consistently. So if you are a morning person, wake up early, it's going to fit in better with your routine with regards to your work schedule, family life and all of that, then, you know, that's good for you and that's going to work, because whether it's in the morning or evening really depends on like how it fits in your life and whether you can be consistent with exercise. There's other factors. For instance, people living with medical conditions sometimes also have benefits. If you think about diabetics, you know, it might be more beneficial for a type 1 diabetic to exercise in the morning, because in the evenings their glucose stores might be really low. So then there's a risk for them when they go to bed to go into hypoglycemia. So for some people, you know, there's some direction from their medical condition, but for others it's more important to focus that it fits into your routine and you can and be consistent with it.
Mm. And so in terms of the difference in what happens to our bodies based on the different times of day, so in the morning, for instance, if you're exercising, you would have been fasting, you would have been sleeping. Some people choose to exercise without having eaten, so they exercise while still fasting. Does that make a difference to the type of, you know, the impact of the exercise on your body than, say, if you were to exercise in the evening after, let's say, lunch a few hours before?
Yeah, again, I think it's some people prefer, it's hard to, depends on the type of exercise you do. For instance, if you, you know, you're going for a run in the morning, you might not want to eat something just before. If you're somebody who normally do have like lower blood glucose levels, you might need a small snack before you exercise. What's more important is that you eat immediately after exercise. Like within 30 minutes, you have some protein. And within an hour, a full meal, like your carbohydrates, fat, and your proteins, that you replenish your energy stores. But also, like, you know, when it comes to the evening exercise or afternoon or evening, it's important that you don't eat too heavy meals, because you might feel uncomfortable when you exercise. So there's a lot of factors like that that you just need to consider what works for you. There's a lot of debate whether it's better to eat to fast before exercise, or is it better to eat something small? And the consensus is really like it depends on you. So it doesn't help you force yourself to fast because you think it's better, but then you can't exercise as hard because you don't have the energy levels necessarily, especially when you're doing longer duration or longer duration and exercise at a high intensity as well.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of injuries, does, you know, when you exercise in the day have any impact on higher or lower risk of injury? Because maybe your muscles are warmer, you've been using them more, so maybe evenings are less prone to injuries, but mornings are more prone. Do we know whether when you exercise has an impact on your risk of injury?
No, so I think it's more important, regardless of when you exercise, to do a proper warm-up, especially if you do have, you know, any like biomechanical injury, so a low back or a knee. It's important that you warm the muscles up before you just get straight into activity, especially if it's like high-intensity exercise. So it doesn't matter the time of the day. You always need to make sure that you prepare the body, you warm the joints up, wake the muscles up to know that there's some activity coming, rather than just going straight into, you know, your run or your high intensity workout where there might be a lot of impact. So your risk will be higher if you don't warm up, regardless of whether it's in the morning or in the evening.
And in terms of the impact on sleep, if you are an evening person, is there any truth to that? If you exercise quite late in the day, that it could potentially have an impact on your sleep? And if so, why would that be? Is it that your body hasn't cooled down sufficiently? You have certain hormones in your body that then impact your ability of your body to sleep?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, it depends on you as a person, but recommendation is usually to, when you exercise in the evening, to do it like 2 to 4 hours before bedtime. If you are quite sensitive to the endorphin response in the body, so for instance, when you exercise, you know, there's a bit of an adrenaline rush and you might struggle to fall asleep, then it's better to not have it too close to bedtime. And have it a bit earlier on if you do train in the afternoon, evenings. But normally, if you do like a low to moderate intensity exercise, it shouldn't really affect your sleep. And then I also say sometimes when people do exercise in the evenings, you know, it will raise your body temperature. And we know that when you sleep, when you're too hot, you don't sleep well. So what exercise does, it raises your body temperature, but then it will result in a drop when you sleep. And then that can help you to have a better quality of sleep. So, yeah, it's, the big thing is to not do, like, high, like, vigorous intensity exercise too close to bedtime. But, again, that's something that you need. It will vary per person, and you need to do what works for you. But normally it will impact just you falling asleep, but exercise helps you to have better quality sleep.
Mm. You mentioned right at the beginning of our conversation that one of the more important things, whether you are exercising in the morning or in the evening, is that you are consistent. And is that about exercising at the same time every day? Or is that about exercising, we often get told, we should be exercising a minimum of about 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week. So when we talk about consistency, is it about same time every day? Or is it about making sure you do get that 3 days a week, even if it's not at the same time?
Yeah, so it's about making exercise part of your habits, right? It needs to become a habit. And a habit is something that you do on a regular basis. It's part of your routine. So if your routine in the morning is you wake up, you have a cup of coffee, and then you like to go for your walk or your run or your exercise session. When you get home, you reward yourself with a really nice breakfast. And that kind of routine, that's what you enjoy, then you're more likely to stick to that. So, yes, it's around the same time, but it's more how you plug exercise in with other existing habits that you have in your life, and then it will stick. If you are a evening person, you normally work later, maybe go to bed later, forcing yourself to then get up early, and, you know, there's more brain fog, you just feel slow, it's going to be harder for you to get into a routine and into a habit if you are not a morning person. But it might be easier for you to stick it into your daily routine and for it to become a habit when you enjoy it more in the evening, especially like if you're an evening person. So that is the biggest thing, is just to make exercise part of, become a habit, and then you're more likely to stick to it.
Mary, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Mary Leach, the head biokineticist at Discovery Vitality, speaking to us about whether or not, or whether it is best to exercise in the morning or in the evening. And maybe you have a preference. You can tell us about it on 0727 021702.